Hi, I'm Ann Zelda.
And I'm me.
And I'm Tony.
And I'm Floyd, Uncle Floyd.
And you're Uncle Floyd, and you're listening to Ann Zelda and me and the Bachelor and the Bachelorette. Woo!
Yeah.
All right, Tony,
We're live now, right?
We are. We're live on Instagram. I think there's like a couple people watching right now, but not too many.
All right. Whoever you are, hi.
Hi, Spencer. Hello.
Hi, Spencer. All right, so, Tony, tell people who you are.
My name is Tony, and I went to high school with Dylan and his older brother, Ian, but now I like Dylan better.
Yes.
So that's why I'm here.
It was all, in high school you liked Ian better, but now you like me better.
Yeah. You know, the older you get, the smarter you get.
The smarter you get or the smarter I get.
Can you share with us the reason?
Really?
Tony, what's the reason?
Without explaining.
Yeah, Tony, you can't say things.
It's The Bachelor. We have that in common. I try to get Ian to watch and he really won't.
Oh,
such a shame.
He was a guest once here, right?
He was. But I sent out a calendar, like, to try and get guests for the show. I sent it out to everyone in the family. Not a single person responded. Actually, Ian texted me and he's like, I can't commit. And Jordan texted me and said, I can't commit. And I was like, yo, I know, BS, right? Because Jordan, fine, you have two kids, maybe you can't commit. But Ian, like, why can't you commit, dude?
No, he doesn't even have hobbies. He can commit.
Yeah, dude, you can easily commit. Come on. You just got to commit.
And you know,
he'd be a bad... he's like Hannah B. He can't commit.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, Hannah B.
He's going to use your tattletale
on him.
She's
bad.
Tattletale on Ian?
Oh, yeah.
Don't bully him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to bully
him. These are all the buzzwords from tonight.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Tattletale, bully, commitment.
Commitment. Right. I mean, commitment's a buzzword every week.
Right.
Every single week, commitment's a buzzword. Would you want to get into it?
Yeah,
just
why not?
Get right into it.
Do you want to talk about Hannah?
You want to talk? I mean,
or you want to talk about Ian?
Man,
I talk about Ian enough.
Well, Ian's the Hannah B of the family, but
Wait a minute! I didn't think you were all gung ho committing either.
Okay, that's
Dylan.
Fair. Look, love's hard. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Love's hard.
It is.
Especially when you have millions of people watching you.
Okay.
Especially when you live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, especially when you live in Brooklyn and everyone's hot.
Oh, everyone's hot in Brooklyn?
No, they're not. He's lying.
What do you mean?
Tony lives in Brooklyn now. And she's hot.
They're not all hot. Tony? I see a lot of old men.
Are they hot old men?
No.
Okay.
No,
what's old men?
Kids?
What age are they old?
Well,
yeah,
31.
Tony, careful.
So
what you,
I would say like
careful what
50?
You fucking say.
What?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you got to get out here now.
Tony, wrong answer, dude. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Well, not gonna roast.
Damn it.
Have you read the tagline of this podcast?
No. Oh my God, I didn't do my homework.
Oh no.
What is it?
It says like my 60-something-year-old aunt and my 70-something-year-old uncle.
You mean my elderly?
My elderly. No, my
my elderly.
My wise family members. My 60-something youthful aunt. And youthful uncle is what it
Correct.
Says.
Correct. I mean, if you're not youthful, how do you do a podcast?
Hey, you know, we stayed up till midnight last week.
That's right. That's youth, if there's anything.
That's youth, baby. That's youth.
That's because we get paid the big bucks.
That's why I'm here.
You did say that there would be fame and fortune in this.
Well, you know, we're not at the end of the rainbow yet. Exactly. You know, we're still kind of right at the beginning of the rainbow yet.
Okay.
Yeah, if you work it, you'll be an influencer.
They'll be giving
you free clothes.
And Uncle Floyd's gone. He's leaving.
Just what I want.
Uncle Floyd's bouncing. All right, so you guys want to get into it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Hannah.
You want to talk about Hannah?
Yeah, because you guys upset me.
Hannah B.
Why?
Yeah, because you don't like her.
I liked her on her own season until she, you know, made the bad choice. She should have picked Peter. He was the nice guy. He's a happily ever after guy.
I didn't like her on Colton's season.
Okay, fair. I didn't either.
And then I didn't like her at the beginning of her season, but then by the end I kind of did until she started picking Jed, and then I was like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And then I don't like her now because it's like, dude, why are you still hanging around?
I mean, that was producer.
Yeah,
inspired.
See?
Producer inspired.
Okay, let me tell you my opinion on why I like her and feel bad for her. She picked the wrong guy, poo-poo on her. However, after she picked the wrong guy, she tried to go after Tyler, and Tyler was seeing Gigi Hadid.
Gigi Hadid.
And nobody is giving up Gigi for Hannah.
Exactly. Right, so this poor girl had to live through breaking up with her fiancé, seeing her ex-boyfriend hook up with the hottest supermodel in the world, and then seeing her other ex-boyfriend become the Bachelor. Broke up with her fiancé.
Okay, no. She is not a victim.
She's not a victim here.
She's not a victim.
She's just so stupid.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm with you, Anselda. I'm
with you. She picked the wrong guy, and she knew it.
She knew it. She literally is just like, she's doing
too young.
She's doing all these things to herself.
She's from Alabama. She wanted to be Roll Tide and all that.
Yeah.
So she said was Roll Tide.
She kept saying Roll Tide.
She's so annoying.
Yo, she's so annoying, dude.
I know, but cover her.
Wait,
break,
can I just say, I don't think Gigi Hadid is that hot.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well.
Is it?
I wouldn't mind looking like. I wouldn't mind looking that unhot like her.
Yeah. Who do you like? Who do you pick? Her or Hannah?
Her sister, Bella?
Bella Hadid. I think Bella Hadid, as what I've seen, I think Bella Hadid is hotter than Gigi Hadid, but I don't think...
That's not her face.
I don't think... What do you mean that's not her face?
I mean, they played with her face.
That's with whose?
Oh, Bella?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think Gigi Hadid is that hot. I don't know. Like, I don't think she has the hottest, like, face.
Okay,
she does. Her voice is
Well, she's
hot.
No Julie.
She's no Julie.
Julie, I'm standing up for you here.
Well, someone's got to.
Yeah, right.
You know, someone's got to. And if it's not me.
Aunt Zelda to the
Don't worry, Julie. I have your back.
I feel bad for Hannah. Cut her a break. Producers made her go on that show.
Maybe they paid her to go on.
Oh, for sure.
Of course.
I wouldn't
money.
Do that
not
for free.
Her. Green Talks. Nobody wants
Green
it.
Talks, baby. That's why we stayed up till midnight last week.
We're waiting for the green.
Baby.
Where's the green? Come on, Dylan. You promised.
It's in a suitcase. It's downstairs.
Somewhere.
I'll get it after this show
in a
couple years.
It's in the trunk of a car.
Yeah. So when the whole Hannah thing was going on, you guys kept saying Pete is so cute.
He is.
Yeah. He's
I
like,
didn't say Pete was
we
so cute.
We really did, though.
You kept saying Pete is so cute.
He's kind of like... clean cut, cute. Although
yes.
He really does know how to make out. I'll
he
say
does.
That.
Okay.
He's got the moves.
What's the deal? Is Pete... All right, I have a question here because this is something...
He's not gay.
I was going to say.
No, I'm not.
What
I'm not.
Were you asking?
I wasn't going to ask if he was gay.
Is he a virgin?
No, he's not.
Definitely not. He did it 4 times with Hannah.
Him,
windmill.
Him and Hannah boinked in a windmill. Windmill.
Yeah.
Windmill.
Windmill.
Windmill. Windmill. No, so you're saying that Pete is cute.
Yes.
Is Pete hot?
Yeah.
Yes.
He is hot?
Yeah.
So how can you be cute and hot? This is something
yes.
I'm obsessed with because
yes.
I feel like when I was younger, people would call me cute, but no one would ever call me hot.
Well, you were young. You were a baby with a rat tail.
But they would,
rat tail. Yes,
Anselda. Dude, Anselda, keep it under wraps. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're exposing
me. Thank your mother
me.
And father for that.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
All three of you had it.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm so rat tails came back like a year or two
that was
ago.
That Jersey. Very Jersey.
That's
it was
Jersey,
very
baby.
Jersey.
Oh, that's
Jersey.
Jersey all the way.
But not like the suburb Jersey. That
the
has,
mullet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you for that.
Do you think no one ever called me hot when I was younger because
you
I had a rat tail?
Yeah.
No, but like people called other people hot. Like,
what?
In high school, like, there were, like, hot guys in high school.
Oh, you mean, so you talk, I thought you
I
meant,
guess.
Like, when you were a baby. You were
know.
Cute as a baby.
I was
I
cute?
Like Peter,
yeah.
See, and I never grew out of it.
I had to see beyond that rat tail, though.
Thank God.
I didn't have the rat tail when I was a baby. This is so
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Great.
This is so embarrassing.
It should be.
You want to know the worst part? I think, I don't know if she still has it, but I know my, when I cut it, I think when
oh,
I was 10.
Oh, it's in a box?
I think I cut it when I was 10, and I think my mom kept it.
Oh, I hope she kept all three of
that
hers.
Really is.
I don't know if Jordan ever had one.
Oh, yes, he did.
Jordan had one?
Oh,
yes.
Why?
Jordan, they probably had it first, and you
yes.
were like, oh my God, he's so cool.
Here's
I
the real question.
Your parents
yeah,
thought
that,
it was cool.
That's the question. Why did my parents think that it was cool?
Because no offense to two of you, but that's
generation.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Not generation.
No one else had that. It's honestly, it's so gross. Why did my parents think it was cool?
Probably, I wonder if they could just like pull you.
New Jersey.
No,
New Jersey.
You can't say it's New Jersey.
It's New Jersey.
God, that's so fucking whack. If I could find a picture with the rat tail, if you want me to post a picture of the rat tail, DM us.
I think it was at your brother's bar mitzvah. You had
My god! So there's video.
No, I didn't have anyone.
Live
brother's
action.
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may have. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Okay.
Tackle this next
week. Can we please move on?
Yeah, I want to see this.
Jesus
video.
Christ. Okay. So can you be cute and can you be hot? That's
Peter
my
can.
Question. Peter can.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Peter is.
He's just got such a cute little smile. But then, like, when he doesn't smile, he looks sexy. And he's got a tan.
His body.
It's his tan,
sexy.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's that Cuban tan.
Yeah, the tan helps. And then he speaks Spanish.
Oh, yeah. And he looks good as a pilot. Yeah. Yeah,
fuck,
yeah,
man, you're
yeah.
right. It's like all these other things that come together to
that's
make
right,
him hot.
That's right.
So he is like a cute, he's like a cute guy, but then it's like all these other manly things.
Hot.
Like he freaking flies planes.
Right.
Yeah, it is pretty hot.
And
right?
he drives sports cars.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's rich.
Well, nice. I don't know about that.
No, I think he is rich.
You said he's still flying cars.
Yeah,
he's still flying cars.
He's the only one flying cars. Well, he grew up down the street from where they filmed The Bachelor, and that's a very affluent neighborhood.
And she's saying that. Well, she's saying that he's still a pilot.
Yeah, he's still flying.
Does he work commercial?
Probably.
I don't know.
I think so. I feel like I saw a bunch of people posting with him.
Maybe he's on Rachel's flight now, Air China.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, maybe.
Hi, Rachel. If you're listening, hope you are having a good flight. To Thailand.
Yeah.
I don't listen.
Okay, so there's a lot of so just like going through, there's a lot of things tonight. So there was like
a lot of crying.
Kelsey, there's Champagne Gate.
Yeah.
Right.
Bully Gate.
Were you she got splooged on. Were you there for Champagne Gate?
Unfortunately, I was watching a significant movie about how the West was won.
And do you think that was more important than... do you think that culturally how the West is won is more significant than Champagne Gate?
Well, it's sort of history.
Champagne Gate or how the West was won?
Champagne Gate
was
going down
his history.
He
was doing his history homework.
Bumper, number, Bonanza?
You don't like Bonanza? He's hooked on Channel 3, all the oldies but moldies.
Hooked on Channel 3. Oldies but moldies. Okay, so we have Kelsey versus Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
Right? We have the beginning. All right, going back to the very beginning where Peter's
Kelsey
like...
Kelsey is definitely a producer.
Dream.
Producer. They put her in there.
I think Kelsey is the Jordan... I think she's the Jordan Kimball of this season.
I don't see how he would like her at all.
I think... Okay.
Hey, all right. Jordan, you listening?
I don't know if he's listening, but... He slid into my DMs while
announcement,
ring a ding ding. Jordan Kimball slid into my DMs while we were watching The Bachelor.
Because he clearly listens to the podcast.
Compared him to Kelsey.
I compared him to Kelsey. It was like four people had watched the video and he was one of them.
Hey, Jordan.
Right? He's monitoring his
Dude,
mentions.
I hope. I told him that I'd do a podcast with you guys and I said... Can you ask us a question about love? He didn't ask us the question, but I told him it would make your life if he asked us a question.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Like, he lied.
Jordan, if you know Nicole, could you hook Dylan up?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
still
so.
Don't listen, Julie.
Still
you've abandoned sticking up for Julie.
No, I still stick up for her, but you said
we just
maybe.
Hey, you know.
You said it was a maybe.
You know, we take it day by day. And,
but you have to learn how to salsa for her.
I gotta learn how to salsa, that's right. Which I'm okay, I'm willing to do that.
Yeah.
Salsa lessons on Groupon. Alright, so we got, so Kelsey and Hannah are going against each other because of Champagne Gate, right?
Yes.
And then we have, the rose ceremony, and like a couple people get knocked out. And then what's it go to after that? We go to the catwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
oh, that was
I feel like
very,
I'm skipping
was,
like a bunch of shit, but I guess like the
that,
first
no.
hour
you know what,
was
the,
like
what,
that.
I don't know, but
Champagne
this this season seems less organized. It's more like disjointed than other seasons.
Really?
Like things are just happening.
I feel like
I would disagree.
They're not focusing on everyone this year.
Yeah.
I feel like they're only focusing on a few people.
Maybe.
I agree
maybe,
with that.
Yeah.
But I would disagree where it feels more disjointed because I feel like two seasons ago with Colton's season, do you remember the...
When he ran away?
No, the pilot episode of Colton's season was like... it was 3 hours long, and I would say half of it was just was just them being like, oh, like, it's Blake and, like, whoever, and, like, oh, here we are in, like, Iowa, like, at, like, a bachelor party, right, blah, blah, and it was just like, what the fuck is this? It was like, we're not even seeing anything. It was all filler. Colton season was, like, half filler, where this, I feel like, is being done even better.
Well,
it's being done more.
Okay, it just seems like to me, usually it's, like, the date, the rose ceremony, you know, it just feels a little just maybe because we talked through the whole thing. I don't know. I didn't focus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I want more interaction with the girls. I feel like when they're doing the after party dates, he's only been interacting. They're only showing like two people talking to him.
Yeah, right.
They usually show more.
Yeah.
They are only showing like two people.
They're cutting that out. That's why I feel like they're making it so easy to figure out who's going to make it far.
Yeah. Well, who do you think it is right now?
Well, I think that Hannah Ann has a chance.
Oh, for sure. She'll
Madison.
Make it.
Has a chance.
Okay.
I think the mother was crying about Madison. Bring her home. Bring her home.
Oh, probably.
That's the only one they met.
Yeah.
Don't let her go. Bring her home.
You think it's Madison? But they're going to meet more people. There's like literally
Yeah, but they don't meet them until the final two?
Right.
Yeah, final three.
Final three, okay.
I don't know. That was a promo. I don't know if it was for next week. Don't let her go. She was crying.
That definitely was not next week. That was like,
that was in the future.
Yeah, he has like a ring and shit. No way that it's episode three.
That's true.
No way it's episode three.
And then he faints. I can't believe this happened.
Faints on the bed, but there's like tons of girls around him, which makes me like, oh, they are.
Get out of here. What do you think? Is it a brothel?
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
Producers.
So wait a minute. So it's kind of like a brothel. The, you know, they all want to have sex with him, and he says sex is okay. It's a normal part
of
a relationship, which it is.
He said, "I don't know why it's so taboo." Which is like, who thinks sex is taboo?
But they're not supposed to have it on the show.
People that watch ABC.
People that watch ABC think sex is taboo.
Well, it's a Disney.
Yeah.
ABC is Disney Channel.
And there's tons of sex in like
Disney
movies.
Yeah. There's not.
Great.
What about tattletaling? We haven't really.
Yeah, tattletaling.
Thank you for bringing it back, Uncle Floyd.
You can always get.
Let's talk about snitches.
What's that, Uncle Floyd?
Is that okay to do?
Tattletaling?
Yeah, I mean, is that recommended in order to get the guy?
Well, no.
Yeah, remember it didn't work, but I think the thing is, why does he even believe Kelsey? She's so skanky.
Yeah.
Well, what,
I'm sure he does.
What do you mean? Why does he believe Kelsey or Hannah Ann? He believes Hannah Ann.
He believed Kelsey too, though. At the
he
end,
said,
he
said, "I don't know who to believe."
Yeah, she's right.
It's Come literally on. Like week two.
I know. It's so
yeah,
good.
But you know what? We can see that, I guess we see behind the scenes, that Kelsey is bad news, bad news, bad news.
Yeah, but I think Hannah's bad news, I'll say.
Really? I don't think so.
Dude, imagine, like, trying to find somebody to marry and, like, after, like, six or seven days, there's, like, people arguing and you have to, like, figure out, like, this seems so fucking tough, actually, now that I'm thinking
about
it.
Yeah, it is. That's why they get paid.
That seems horrible.
The girls get paid?
No, he gets paid.
He gets paid?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He definitely gets paid.
He needs to get paid. It's not
easy.
We
were just talking about
how
he comes from a rich family.
Yeah,
he's like a pilot.
Those girls, I mean.
Pay him for his services, sexual services.
Somehow, I find that these girls are very immature and not there for the right reasons, quote unquote. And I just feel like there's too much crying. There's too much drama so early on.
Yeah, I actually kind of like it. I like this season, though. I think that's good. That's, like, good TV.
I guess so.
Yeah, but it's probably different from when it was in the beginning. Because now they aren't there for the right reasons. They want to be famous.
Right,
and it's
right.
He has to figure out who is there for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it unfair.
Right.
Well, remember Colton? All season, he kept having girls being like, there are certain girls here who aren't here for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then he picked...
The one
girl.
Yeah, that is.
Who didn't even want to get married.
Yeah.
And he said, my wife is here. My wife is here. He's another one. Just like Hannah Brown. Picked the person that.
What's happening? It feels like for 15 years, everybody ended up with, like, the person they would marry or something like that. And now, all of a sudden, in the past, like.
Social media.
Like, six or seven seasons, like, everybody's like, oh, like. Like, this person is going back, like Ari and the dude before that.
Oh, that,
like,
he was the worst.
But everyone's, like, going back on their thing. There's all these, like, people are, like, Colton picked someone before it was even over.
Yeah,
and then,
so
like,
crazy.
like, Hannah, like, picks him on and he didn't actually want to be married to her and, like,
maybe
the fuck
because
is going on?
It may
what
be
show is this? Isn't The Bachelor you know and love?
No, it's not. Maybe because it gives them more publicity,
yeah.
more showtime, more FaceTime.
Yeah.
On the air.
The further they get, the more followers they get,
right.
the more money
right.
they make.
Uncle
they
Floyd.
Become influencers.
Yes.
I have a question.
And I know that that word.
Yes, very good.
Tattletailing?
Yeah, I was a question about tattletailing. What do you think, Uncle Floyd? Do you think tattletailing is a good technique for this show?
I think it's, I say anybody involved with tattletailing should be dumpskied.
Dumpskied.
Yeah.
We haven't heard that one in a while.
Because
yeah.
Dumpskied.
You're looking for a wife. I mean, when I was going out with Zelda, there were people out there who advised me of the dangers of marrying her.
Like Aunt Zelda mm-hmm. keeps tattling on everyone.
No, we're talking about
they were tattling
on Aunt Zelda.
And who won out?
Why is everyone tattling on
his family?
What? All right, keep going.
So the tattletale is out there.
And you know who you are.
Oh,
if
that's
you're
right.
listening.
What the fuck is going on?
I've had advised me, and I had to make a decision. So I rule out any kind of tattletaling as advice.
Right. He cut ties with his family for the one he loved.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt if Zelda would sleep with me, I would be willing to forego.
Oh, there you go. That's modern. That's love right there.
Right?
I would forego it.
It's inspiring.
Except that he used to leave messages on my answering machine all the time as if he were a patient saying, oh, I have a problem. You have to help me with this. My girlfriend doesn't want to sleep with me.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's really sweet.
That is pretty charming.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and,
I love that.
And it was very funny. I laughed.
And did you fix it? Help him fix that problem? Actually, I don't even want to know. Why did I ask that?
I mean, clearly
you did.
Well, eventually,
we have
kids. Three kids. three times I helped him. Three times. I helped him three times fix that problem.
That's good.
Yeah,
don't
ask that question again. You know the answer.
Oh, God. Okay,
I'm
so...
sweating.
So then you're an anti-tattletaler? Is that what we got to?
No, it's like a little babyish, you know, to go, this guy that you're trying to get as a boyfriend, say, oh, this one said that one, this one.
Usually it's very mean-spirited. I think Hannah Ann comes across much more innocent, much more genuine, and we did see Kelsey calling, you know, cursing her out. We heard it.
Yeah. You know, I think...
And we heard her going... Snap, 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 oh, that bitch, and all that stuff, and, you know, touting her own.
Is that a psychological interpretation?
It was, and it is.
From a professional?
That's correct.
Here's the other thing about it is I think if you are the one that tattles, and you get ahead of it, and you make it seem like you're doing it to protect that person, then you are... Then, like...
You're appreciated.
Yeah, you're appreciated.
I don't think that she was doing it to protect Kelsey. She was saying...
No. She was doing it to protect...
Herself.
Pete.
And
herself.
Herself.
It was manipulative. It was manipulative.
But it's always to protect the bachelor or the bachelorette, saying, you don't know the real side of so-and-so.
It's a way to get rid of competition also.
Yeah.
Since it's become more catty.
Dude, it is a way to get rid of competition, which makes me think... So, I think Victoria is, like, up there right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
She's a babe. I think she's going to go far.
I don't like this innocent, this is not for me. And then she comes out basically in her
underwear. Yeah.
And she looked great
and
everything.
She's pretty hot.
And she was the one who made out with him right there on the runway. And she's not confident. She's not good in a group. And this is not for her. And I don't believe a word of that.
Yeah, I think she's going to open up
I
as
think
the
she's
season goes on.
Looking for the Sarah Bernhardt.
I think she's
going
to get real scary.
An acting reward.
Wait, what's this Sarah
award.
Bernhardt?
Well, she's considered an actress back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Back in not even our
she
day.
She was in Gone with the West.
Yeah.
That's not a movie.
No. And it's always like, you know, someone who is like over the top dramatic.
Yeah.
Sarah Bernhardt.
Okay, got it. All right, so we think Victoria is over the top dramatic then.
I do.
Yeah, she keeps crying.
Yeah.
So do you think that she'll make it to the top, though?
Yes, I do. I think that he's so attracted to her. The way that he looks at her, yeah. I think right now it's just
But
attraction.
How much does he want to deal with the constant crying?
Yeah.
I think I would eliminate people based on the crying.
I think she's just really insecure.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Look what she did. She went on the runway in her underwear, made out with him in front of the whole audience.
But that doesn't mean you're not insecure.
If you're insecure, you run to the back and you don't even come out.
Yeah. You could still do. Well, I mean, that's like a different type of insecure. That's like, I feel like.
I don't know. She's shy. I think she's shy.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think that she is used to being the hottest girl around, and now that she's in a room or in a house full of beautiful people, she's starting to question herself.
Right.
But I think once these women start to drop, her confidence is going to get higher.
But she should have known. I mean, come on. Everybody knows what you're in for when you go. Like, a lot of them say, I can't take that he's dating other women. Well, that's the show.
Yeah.
That's the show. He's going to be with other women. He's going to like other women. He's going to date them. You're going to see them making out. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to deal with that.
Yeah.
You may catch something.
Yes. Yeah. You know that Tony here tells us they have to take a pill.
They do. They have to take a pill so that they don't catch anything because he's making out with everyone. Like a herb.
Uncle Floyd regularly takes that pill every morning so he doesn't catch anything when he goes out and makes out with
everyone. Let me say that he takes lots of pills every morning.
That is one of them.
Yeah, he's the biggest lover on the Upper
West Side.
Absolutely.
Man. It's like no denial.
And he finds them in the Emerald Inn.
What's the Emerald Inn?
Oh, well, it's a big hot spot on 72nd Street.
Uncle Floyd, what's the Emerald Inn?
Zelda says...
It's the bar he hangs out in.
Zelda doesn't have time to converse with me at night because she's very busy with her puzzles and her finger painting.
What?
Yeah, I just threw that in. So she says... Go to a bar and meet some
attractive... I say that!
Go to a bar and meet some attractive woman and get all that masculinity out of you.
You're a great wife.
What a way to get all that masculinity out of you.
Release it.
All right, speaking about releasing things, we have an ad.
What did
you think I was going to say?
I thought you were talking about this blue champagne again.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to talk about the release.
No, the champagne gate.
The ultimate release.
Champagne gate? No, not champagne gate.
No, the ultimate release.
All right.
Peter's release. Four times.
Yeah.
With Hannah.
Come on,
everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about. Right. They did the dirty.
These are so funny.
They did the two.
Tony, will you read?
will you read this, what do we call it?
A dude that supports us. A sponsor. What's wrong with me?
Yes, now a word from your sponsor. Do you have to sneeze? Do you have to take off makeup? Do you have to wipe away your tears because your name is Victoria? Did you write this?
No,
and you're trying
sponsor.
To date one guy at the same time as 18 other girls and you can't take it mentally? Well, you're in luck with our new podcast, Tissues.
Our new product, Tissues.
Tissues are little white paper squares. Sometimes they're soft, sometimes they're rough, but always they're great for absorbing bodily fluids from your face. Get your bachelor box of tissues at tissues.com and get 10% off with code FloydSneeze10.
FloydSneeze10.
Again, FloydSneeze10.
One word.
Again, that's FloydSneeze10.
10. Wow, that's real?
Yeah, that's a real sponsor.
That's our sponsor, the tissues.
Yeah. All right. We have another sponsor. You think we could do this? They created a script for us. But we couldn't print it out, so we'll have to do it on my phone.
You haven't written the script? You mean they?
No, they created it. The sponsor created it. Uncle Floyd, looks like you're up, and you just pass it.
I would love some champagne.
Yes, it's time to celebrate. I have some champagne. Oh, no, it's gone.
That's right, because I've been drinking it because I am a bad guest and person.
Yes, at least you admit you are a bad person. Fortunately, in this house, the champagne glass is always half full with champagne filler.
Champagne filler? What's that?
I am happy you asked. Champagne filler is like a soda stream, but instead of putting carbonation into water, put champagne into your glass. So then every day can be a celebration, even if someone is stealing yours or Kelsey's champagne.
And now you can get a champagne filler for your home at bubbly.com. Use code...
Bubbly, probably, right?
Yeah, bubbly, yeah.
Oh, bubbly.
Or Bubby.
I wish it was Bubby, too.
Use code KelseyCries15 for 15% off.
Well, there you go. We got two sponsors tonight.
Yeah, giving discounts.
Giving discounts.
Come on, everybody. Get on the bandwagon.
And honestly, tissues, what? What do tissues cost? Like a dollar? So 10% off.
That's good.
Okay, 90 cents, maybe.
Oh, wow.
From one tissue?
For one. Yeah, it's only one tissue, though.
For that's your champagne.
Have people been trying our products? The dog chews, remember that?
I remember dog chews.
That it came out with?
I do remember dog chews. I don't know if people have been doing that.
Dylan, you're a marketing genius.
Wow.
If anyone's listening, he's available for employment. Marketing genius.
Our third sponsor, me.
Yeah.
Marketing genius. All right. So coming back to it, I got a question from an audience member.
All right.
Somebody submitted a question.
Is it Jordan?
It's not Jordan.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, Jordan Kimball. I was like, I thought you meant Jordan, my brother. I was like, no.
Leave your brother out of
this. He's sleeping. He has two kids.
All right. What are your, this is the question. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are your New Year's love resolutions?
Oh my God. That's so personal.
It's so personal.
Yeah.
Well, now I really want to hear Tony's because she said hers were personal.
Okay, Tony, come on.
Also, Tony, I would like you to talk about this in general. You're brand new to New York. You're living in San Francisco. You came for a couple years. You came back home.
I want to know, how was the love life there?
I want to know.
There's a lot of gay people, like a gay guy.
How's the love life in San Francisco compared to the love life
in New York?
In New York, who's hotter? And
right.
Who's more? What's a more? Which city's more sexual?
I don't know yet. Shit, that's hard.
Dude,
there's a lot of men. There's more men in San Francisco because it's
but
so
they
small.
All like each other.
Well, that, and they're also nerds over there.
Oh, because
all
of
in
tech, yeah.
And they're all afraid to talk to women.
Well, nerds aren't bad because remember, Mark Zuckerberg is a nerd. And so is Bill Gates. They were very nerdy.
I guess. That's
but they're very sexy now.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Oh, I would. I would. I would.
Their naked bodies covered in money, maybe.
Yeah.
Dude, you wouldn't sleep with Bill Gates. I feel like I would sleep with Bill Gates.
Oh my God. Give me a chance. Floyd would sleep with him.
Steve Jobs is dead.
Well, yeah.
I'm a necrophiliac.
That'll kill the sex drive.
You know, being dead?
Yeah.
I'm a necrophiliac.
Dying for sure is a sex drive killer, I would say.
Downer.
Yeah, it's a downer for sure.
No, speak for yourself.
But yeah, okay, so before we get to the New Year's love resolution, what compare the two cities, Tony.
I guess there's a lot more, there's different men over here. San Francisco's very...
How are they different?
They're all white in San Francisco. They just look like the same
really?
Person. Yeah, it's not diverse at all.
Oh,
yeah,
they
New
do
York
have a
has,
Chinatown.
Yeah, they do. Largest Chinatown in the United States.
What?
Damn, really?
Yeah,
it looks like one street to me.
No, it goes all the way down Grant.
It's a very long street.
Yeah, very long.
It's a very long, it's an avenue.
We have a bigger one, I think.
No,
it's definitely the biggest one.
She said it's the biggest.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
what she
Golden
says.
Gate Park is bigger than Central Park, but that's
nice.
Yeah, but... was still better.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That town closes up at 10 o'clock at
that
night.
That is true.
That is so boring
that
there.
Is true.
It's very boring.
Yeah.
You know, Aunt Zelda always going out at 10. That's when she leaves to go party.
When I was
like, that's
your age. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm boring. I don't go out. I'll let you know.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
well, you got to get into the New York life and get rid of the 10 o'clock sleeping like in San Francisco.
But maybe that can be your New Year's love resolution.
Right.
Yeah, I can put that on the list.
Is to go out
to
more.
Not go to sleep.
To go to House of Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Come
That's
with
right.
me.
Dude, I'll go to House of Yes.
You've been.
I'll go to House of Yes.
In your
no
fishnet stockings.
Me. I know. I just put them away.
Oh, damn it.
I just put away
fishnet stockings
like
and short shorts.
Oh my God, I would.
I still
love
have
that.
For him and Spencer.
I have a sports bra.
Right?
If you want to borrow it.
No, I mean, I don't need to. I just wouldn't wear a shirt. You
okay.
don't have to wear a shirt.
I thought you wore
so
a tank top.
I did. I wore I wore a, like, it was like a...
like a mesh.
A mesh. Yeah, it was a mesh hoodie.
I can see this. Oh, it was a hoodie.
Mesh hoodie, yeah. Yeah, and I wore a leather cat mask.
No, you did
yeah,
not.
I did. Okay, so your New Year, so what's your New Year's love resolution then? To like to figure out the love scene in New York City?
Yeah, to go out more.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
To get a love scene in New York City.
Yes, I do need a love scene.
Okay, yeah. So everybody listen.
No,
Dylan
no.
is employable and up for employment, but Tony is up for love.
Is employable for relationships.
She's looking for a lover.
So yeah.
Yes.
Let's call it.
Thank
it seems
you.
Like we got a bachelorette on our hands.
That's right. We do. We do.
Your boy. Your girl.
Your girl.
She's very desirable.
Oh, thank you.
Very desirable.
I'm terrified.
And she's even from New Jersey.
Land of
Don't
the rat tails.
Me.
And she cries also.
Sorry, I outed you.
She cries, yeah.
I do. During the finale of The Bachelor.
Did
I
you?
Cry every time.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I look so happy.
Aunt Zelda, what are your New Year's love resolutions?
Oh, I don't
right?
know.
Yeah,
I didn't think of those
question.
Yet.
I know.
I was putting them off till 2021.
Oh boy, no love this year.
I don't know. What can I say?
I mean, you guys. I feel like I my first thought would be like, oh, like create some like dating life for yourself, right? But I feel like you guys do that. You guys go to the movies and like
we got a lot of theater.
You go to plays, yeah. You do your thing.
Yeah,
you guys go
do,
on dates.
We do. Even the doorman when he sees us, and we go out. He says, "Date night."
Yeah. Date
I say,
night.
"Yes, it is."
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Right? Well, we spent many, many, many years with our children not having date nights.
Monsters.
So now we're free at last.
You're on the other side.
Not exactly free at last.
Well, yeah, well,
yeah.
somewhat freer.
Free.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
All right,
true.
So.
What's your love resolution?
Yeah, really.
I would say mine is probably to.
Commit?
To commit. Well, I think in that, I think it would be like to sort of take everything sort of like a day at a time, if that makes sense.
Be in the present.
Yeah. Nice. To be in the present.
Stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's only when I like start thinking like years and years and years in the future that I start to get like
scared
really freaked out
and
I start
scared,
to get scared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but like when I'm not thinking about that, like I really enjoy being in this relationship.
Yeah, I mean...
And that's, like, most of the time. But then there's, like, every... Like, you know, then I'll think about it, and it'll scare me, and then I'll have to be like, oh, wait, don't think
rain
about
it
that.
In.
Right.
Yeah, I have to rein it
right.
in.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I told Rachel, who's also, Rachel, if you're listening, afraid of the future. I said, if you're not in the present, you won't have a future.
Well, that's a nice way of
You must be in the present.
If you're not in the present, you won't have a future. So what you think... So then what do you think? You think that she's not living in the present because she's just so worried about the future?
Yes, absolutely.
I've been there, and that
yeah.
sucks,
absolutely.
Dude. That's really
And that's
bad.
Why she's traveling the world.
So how do you get into the present for all of our listeners?
Well, I think you have to accept that there's good and bad.
Yeah.
And there will always be good and bad. And you have to learn to deal with that.
I think it's also, so I started meditating, which helped me kind of like
yeah.
be a little bit more in the present.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's good.
Like physically, like you could like actually, there's like little tools that you can actually like physically feel to be more in the present.
Uh-huh.
And then I think also I did start doing this thing. I don't do it too much anymore, but what I was doing was this thing that was like one new thing a week. And like, I made sure I did one new thing a week because I felt... So it could be anything. It could be like going to a new restaurant that I've never been to before. It
uh-huh.
could be like cooking
walking
a new
down
recipe,
a street.
Walking down a new street, taking a new way to work, like anything like that, right?
When you did work.
When I did work. Yeah, thank
Spring
you.
Bring it up.
Yeah, no, I really thank you,
you know,
for reminding
I'm
me.
I'm trying to get him employed, listeners.
What were you saying, Uncle Floyd?
She knows how to make a guy feel good.
She knows how to make a guy feel good, yeah. But I think that also helped because it made me feel like, oh yeah, like I'm doing things and I'm growing as a person,
uh-huh.
you know,
well,
which is cool.
I guess you could
I like
say that.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should do that because I don't like the city already.
What?
I should make it better.
What?
You don't like the city? You came to my house?
But also, it's
this is not allowed.
Yeah.
This is the best.
Wrong place.
Do something
wrong
new.
Place.
If I do something
First
new.
Of all, we are not elderly, and we love New York. And we love New York. Two strikes against you. One more time. You will not be asked back.
Oh, boy.
Don't. I will. I'm going to do something
Now, if you
new.
If you like the Boston Red Sox, that's
oh,
it.
No,
You're
no,
out
no.
of here.
No, but I'm a Mets fan.
Oh, well, that's okay. We have one diehard Mets
pity
fan.
Me.
No, we have one diehard in this family and one diehard Yankee fan.
And what about you, Uncle Floyd? What's your New Year's love resolution?
Well, I have to discuss it with my wife in private. And we haven't formulated a definite plan yet. But since we didn't have one in 19 or 18 or 17, I'm not optimistic having any new goals. At my age, just get up in the morning, go to the bathroom, and have coffee.
Oh, that's
my
New
Year's resolution.
That's very exciting.
That's a new love resolution.
As far as love.
That's a love with yourself.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta love yourself before you can love someone
love
else,
myself.
You know?
No question about it.
You're in love with yourself?
I am. I'm the cutest guy I ever slept
with.
Oh,
nice.
My God.
Look, if we could all have that confidence.
He really appreciates himself.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning, I say, wow.
Well, lucky
wow.
me.
Wow, I need to go to the bathroom and drink coffee.
I am so lucky to be with you every morning.
You say to yourself?
Whoever's in the mirror.
Whoever's in the mirror that day.
Self?
Whoever's in the mirror that day.
Self?
Fortunate.
I can't believe what I'm saying.
I am so fortunate to be with myself.
Aww.
24 hours a day.
Man. That's a great way to live.
Yeah,
that's a great way to live.
Yeah.
I can't even make a joke about it.
No.
I go to the room and I say, Floyd, we're together again.
You wake up
I hug Floyd and I say, we're together again.
You wake up in the
that's
morning, you look in the mirror, you hug
love.
Yourself. That's self-love, baby.
It is self-love.
That's so good.
Some people would call it narcissism, but I call it self-love.
I call it narcissism, too.
The whole house is mirrors. And you just walk around looking at yourself.
House of mirrors.
I love you.
Right.
I love you.
Right,
I love
right.
You.
Exactly.
I love you. Yeah, exactly.
How many guys would like to be in my position?
To love themselves?
Yeah.
I think every guy.
Yeah.
People committing suicide every day.
Oh my God.
Well, that really took a turn.
That's
all right.
The dark side
of
loving yourself.
That took a
anyway.
Massive turn. here's my last question before
okay.
we go. And I also want to say one more time, Jordan Kimball slid into my DMs.
All right, Jordan.
Just one more time, okay? But one other thing, Anselda, you pointed out everyone on the show is wearing crosses.
Yeah. I think he must have said Christianity is important to me.
Has there ever been a Jewish bachelorette?
Yes.
There has been.
No,
the Andy, I think her name from from Atlanta.
She's Jewish.
I'm pretty sure.
And all the
and
guys
Ari.
Were Jewish?
Ari
was Jewish.
No, I don't know.
No,
he's
he
not.
Wasn't. He
no.
wasn't. He's just Polish, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Lundick
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Lundick.
Long
Dick?
Yeah, that's
Dick?
It.
Is that Ari Longdick?
Lundivic. I don't know.
Long Division. Ari Long Division. So there has been a Jewish bachelor. Are there like Jewish contestants often?
I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah, I think.
That'd be messed up if there weren't.
I think.
It's the but that's like the that's like the been. Silent it's the silent diversity because you don't just
that's
like
right.
you don't like
yeah.
you can look Jewish I suppose but there's also like a lot of people are Jewish and just go under the radar being Jewish.
That's
you know?
Right.
You know, speaking of race,
those are self-hating
has there anybody
Jews.
Been a winner selected who wasn't Caucasian?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Rachel and she's marrying
she didn't
someone
win,
white.
She got second, right?
Well, she got
winners.
Third.
Well, she was the bachelorette.
Has any winners finals
no.
been selected? Warned Caucasian.
No.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's only been one black bachelorette.
I will say
right.
that there's a couple things. Where
what about a bachelor?
No.
There's
that's
no
why
black
we got
bachelor.
Peter.
Though
yeah.
Peter, yeah, I guess.
Oh, that
Cuban,
Mike.
Right?
I
yeah,
think
it was
Mike.
Be, it was
was
between Peter and Mike.
Peter's
Mike. Everyone, we were rooting for Mike, remember?
Yeah.
Peter looks white, but he's Cuban.
Yeah, he's the middle.
So
well, you're Cuban, you could be white. Cuban
yeah.
is a nationality, white is a color.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
People of nationality, different nationalities have different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One nationality is diverse.
All right.
Nothing to
I
do with
it.
Your color. Yeah.
I
fucking blew it.
We're going to get calls.
Yeah, we're
going to
get some fucking calls right now. Oh,
shit.
But it's true.
Fuck.
It is.
But Stellan's going to get us in trouble.
Look, man, if I get in trouble, I'm going to reach out to Jordan Kimball, my best friend.
Oh, my God.
The guy who slid into my DMs.
And then you asked him a question and he didn't answer.
And he didn't answer
so
me.
So don't get too hard.
Well, because he's
on
probably
yourself.
Still
he's probably
thinking
sliding
about it.
Into other people's
he's thinking
DMs.
About the question he's going to ask you for next week.
I said
he's sliding
to
into anybody.
I said,
follow up. Oh
I said
God.
To him, where is it? I said, yeah, I should follow up.
Definitely
dude.
Every day until he blocks you.
I said, yo, I do a bachelor podcast with my Aunt Zelda and my Uncle Floyd after the show. Would you submit a question for Aunt Zelda to answer on the podcast about love? This will make her life. And
oh,
he never
come on,
answered.
Jordan Kimball.
Jordan,
do
baby.
It for
next
me.
Week. Next week.
Next week. Next week.
Okay, yeah. But
upset?
And I think
also,
we have to.
Before we close, would you like to tell us? Some of our fans, what they've said, anything?
Yeah.
Anything interesting?
Sure. Where is it? We have, like, I think our number one fan is Ty.
Oh, Gillespie?
No. No, this guy, Ty.
I got so excited. Do we know him?
No, but he posted about us this week and said, "Welcome back, Aunt Zelda and me, for a fourth podcasting season. My bachelor/bachelorette experience isn't the same without Aunt Zelda and me podcast. Dylan and Uncle Floyd deliver the laughs, and Aunt Zelda is the heart and soul of the podcast." Aww.
Well, I think that you paid someone to do that.
This is probably one of your friends.
I don't know. No, I'm always happy to hear this podcast.
What's the name of, what's the guy, what's the person's name?
Ty. We've talked about him before. T.Y.? Yeah, T.Y.
Wait,
we've talked about him.
Well, thank you, Ty.
Because he's posted about us.
Hey, before. Ty.
Yeah.
I like the way you think.
Ty likes this.
Yeah.
Ty
likes this.
How about anybody more advanced?
Well, Ty looks like a baby.
Yeah,
no, it's a cartoon.
Oh, that's what I mean.
How about for the other members of the cast?
No, they mentioned you.
Yeah,
he said you deliver the laughs.
You deliver the laughs.
He said
I deliver the wisdom.
Also, somebody that's been talking to us a bunch and has been hooking us up, and I want to promote her, is Anna. This girl, Anna, in Chicago, creates bachelor.
Hey, Anna.
She creates bachelor bingo cards.
Oh,
okay.
Fine.
And she posted about us as well.
Are we going to be one of the cards?
No, I don't think we're one of the cards, but what it is like...
Celebrity squares.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not celebrity squares, but it's like when things happen in The Bachelor, you like mark off a card. And you could get it from her Etsy. But if you follow her, her Instagram handle is Final Rose Bingo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's very fun.
We'll
try
to
do it next
time. For the right price, she can put us on a bingo card. Right.
Put us on a bingo card. Yeah, if you listen to Aunt Zelda and me, you get to mark off your bingo card.
No, if you write a check.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you write a check to Aunt Zelda.
Then you
Lloyd has a right. bottom line. It's right. always green.
We got to end this.
Yes, we do.
But... Tony, thank you
Tony.
So much for coming on the show.
Tony.
It's been an honor.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I've been listening to you guys for quite some time.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you finally have
it.
A fan has made it.
Dylan,
we have to ask her a question.
Hopefully, yeah, but hopefully this changes your attitude about New York, or starts
that's
to
right.
a little
right.
bit.
Right.
This
right.
is happening.
Right. Right.
I know. That's
were you on any podcasts in San Francisco?
No.
So,
there you go.
Dude,
one new thing a week. Here you go.
What about the love life changing also?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah, right.
I'll let you know.
If this is working.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
bring
and,
your dates here. We
bring
have, we
yo,
have no problem.
Bring them on the podcast.
That's right. We
the
have no. We have no problem with
bring
that.
A date.
That is mortifying. No.
Best thing you can do is bring a date on this podcast.
Right.
All right,
and then we'll invite your parents
experience.
The same day.
Yeah. All right, Tony, we got something to ask
yes,
you.
Yes, we do.
Will you
accept
this
rose?
Gladly.
Oh, yeah, 100%
accepted. It's a take. Thank you guys so much, and
we'll
talk to you next week.
Bye.